his little pigtail curly and round. I wish I couldn't see up the hole. I don't know what you'd be doing in there. Sup with the sup playful banter podcast listeners. You're probably shocked and amazed that you even follow this podcast anymore, but here we are popping up at the top of your feed after the longest hiatus yet. Kyle.
So here's my question. This is the second time we've done this recording intro because of technical difficulties. And you said similar things both times.
Yeah.
Did you have that pre-prepared or was that just... You liked it the first time.
So here's where I'm at. If I like to put myself in the position of the listener, Kyle, I like to take perspective.
Empathy.
And from their perspective, I would open up my podcast app, you know, driving to work on Monday morning or whatever, see what's new. Mm-hmm. And if I saw our logo pop up, I would have been like, holy crap. I totally forgot about this. And especially considering most of the people that follow us know us directly. I'd be even more surprised.
Yeah.
Because we haven't even talked about the podcast to anybody for at least 6 months. So it's a totally out of the blue. Why not do it? This is also the first time that we're in the same space podcasting in...
years.
Almost 2 years, maybe. I mean, since March of 2020. Like 2 years,
yeah.
So, you know, we're within a couple months at least of 2 years. So big monumental change. This is going to be a big one, Kyle. You would think that we'd have a lot to talk about. I'm not sure that we do. But the people get to hear our voices, and I know that that's what people are clamoring for in 2022.
Yeah.
They need more us.
There's a playful banter timbre that people seem to enjoy.
As our scores of letters, emails, and text messages have come in and told us, it's what the people need.
Yes.
It's what the people need. Kyle, how you been living in the last 7 months of your life since we... last heard your voice?
I have been living like a male gymnast on the uneven bars.
Ooh, why? So I have a few follow-ups.
Too bad.
Why? I'm going to skip past the male gymnast part, which is against my better judgment, because I'd really like to dig in there, especially if I put my therapist hat on, which doesn't fit well. But why the uneven bars? Well, so here's the thing, actually. Male gymnasts don't even do the uneven bars.
Ah, you see.
I just thought of that. I thought you were going to say the rings, because boy, does that look tough. Of all the gymnastics events, like they all make it look easier than I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the rings looks difficult and painful.
Yeah.
Which means it's even more difficult and painful than it looks.
The thing about the rings is that it's very difficult and painful, but it's not like, it doesn't look good.
No, there's nothing.
You don't watch that and you're like, that's a...
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which every other gymnast thing, you're like, wow, that's impressive and...
right.
Like, it's got some panache. There's no panache with the rings.
Yeah, there's an element of like beauty and art to a lot of gymnastics. The rings is not one of those.
No, it's just like brute strength.
And honestly, even, you know... the pommel horse. Let's not get too far into that, but man, that must hurt your junk, right? But why would you be an event for a male gymnast doing a female gymnast event? The men do the high bar. The women do the uneven bars. Are you in transition? Are you questioning? Are you trying something new to see how it feels? Are you wearing a female gymnast outfit? These are all questions people need to know.
You're looking at me right now. You know what I'm wearing.
I don't know what's under that hoodie and jeans.
Fair enough.
I mean, I've been shocked before, Kyle. I guess we'll just let that one linger out there. All the unanswered questions that are setting the stage for 2022. You know who would do a hell of a job on the uneven bars, Kyle?
Margaret Thatcher.
Well, of course, Maggie's always done great on the uneven bars. But I'm talking, of course, about the first ever Native American female cabinet member, Secretary of the Interior, Deb Haaland.
Not this... Betty White.
Oh, come on. This is why I asked for input on Woman of the Week. Haven't we done Betty White?
I don't know. But continue with yours. All right. Yours is better.
We now have co-Women of the Week. And I don't even know why we do Women of the Week, because we're doing great if we do this podcast monthly in 2022. But between Deb Haaland and... So Deb Haaland, actual cabinet member. Betty White, Great Kingland cabinet member. We've got all of our bases covered. Those are the women we would like to honor. Deb Haaland, second ever member or Native American member of the cabinet, first ever woman, first ever secretary in the cabinet. Mm. So big ups to her, repping New Mexico. And of course, Betty White. You tell us what you love about Betty White.
Just her longevity.
It's an interesting thing to say right after someone dies. That's the one thing that you've got to say.
I'm gonna be honest, I know very little about Betty White. I mostly know that people have been worried about her impending death for the last 5 years.
Yeah, she's a treasure, and in a time where all of our treasures get taken.
Yeah, and I know that when she died, press secretary, secretary of the media, Danielle Frack, released a sound that sent our dog running away from her and hiding behind a chair.
Let's all just take a moment to imagine what that sound might have been. Yeah, so Betty White, obviously, so she was 99. She was within like 3 weeks of turning 100, which is all the more tragic because you start to see, like, a couple days before her passing, I saw an article that was about, like, as Betty White approaches her 100th birthday, here's what she thinks about life and all that, which that sucked. But she was not only a tremendous actor, tremendous comedian, but I think what made her kind of set her apart from other people was that in like the 50s and 60s and 70s, when it was not only a very difficult time to be a woman in acting, and in that world, she was also like an LGBTQ advocate. She was a civil rights advocate. She was very involved in all of these things, which honestly, especially back then, were probably very risky for her career to be a part of. But she persevered, and in doing so, you know, especially the last probably 20 years of her life, she was more popular than she ever was, because she was just this like mythical figure mm-hmm. of awesomeness and sass. And I don't know, I'd never seen an episode of Golden Girls, but people swear by it. I always confuse Golden Girls and Gilmore Girls.
Very different. I've seen all of the Gilmore Girls, none of the Golden Girls.
Is Betty White anywhere in the Gilmore Girls?
I'm sure there's a Betty White reference.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pop culture references in Gilmore Girls.
Okay. You want to give us a synopsis of Gilmore Girls?
A synopsis?
Yeah.
Well, there's two girls whose last name's Gilmore.
And great start.
They go through their life.
There's the origin right there. Yeah.
There's three Gilmore Girls. There's a grandma, there's a mom, and there's a daughter.
Is one of them named Lorelai?
Two of them are named Lorelai. Two girls, two named Lorelai.
Oh, no. See, that's... But I've heard that name
before. The young one goes by Rory.
Rory. That's a fun name to say. Rory.
Yeah, it's very... it sticks in the mouth.
Yeah. And on that note, let's look back at 2021. I'm all about the segues today, Kyle. We're moving through this. We got a lot to talk about. 2021. We sit here in January. Good time to reflect. A good time to look forward. We're going to do both of those things, mm-hmm. as well as some other random crap. How would you surmise your 2021, Kyle? The good, the bad, the ugly, the COVID, all of it.
I would say that I started 2021 with a decent amount of hope, but also we're in a weird spot because like nobody had been vaccinated yet, and it was like at the peak of a terrible wave of COVID, and we had all been isolated for a year, and I feel like I thought that the start of it was going to be worse than it ended up being, but then I thought that the summer was going to be better than it ended up being. Mm-hmm. Like I thought by like May, the whole thing's going to be gone, and we're just going to be, everyone's going to be, like, released from a year of being cooped up. That never really happened.
Nope. Here we sit. Here we sit. Yeah. Yeah, because at the beginning of 2021, we knew that a vaccine existed. Mm-hmm. Now. Like, certain people were able to start getting vaccinated even before. And so I was with you. I was like, cool. We'll definitely not be talking about this next year.
Uh-huh.
I think I went grocery shopping once this summer and didn't wear a mask because it had tampered down a little. Like, it was summer. Like, you know, things were looking good. And then came back.
Yep.
Came roaring back.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. But some of the positives of 2021. Yeah. There were some positives there.
There were definitely positives. I got married.
Yep. I was going to say, that's a big one. Don't forget that one.
Went to Belize.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun.
Yep.
Yep, that's what happened. Those are good things.
Short list. Big, meaningful list. Like, those things took up some, you know, some time or whatever. The wedding was awesome. We went into detail on it here.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a playful banter sanction.
I went back into the office.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Mm-hmm. I rewatched The Office. several times. Yep. So, and later we're going to talk about what we're looking forward to 2022. And I feel like a lot of what we're looking forward to 2022 is what we were looking forward to in 2021. It'd be fun to go back and compare if somebody wants to nerd out and try that.
I thought about that, but then I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to go back and find my notes either. But Kyle, let's talk about some of the headlines that have occurred over the last year. Like, you know, every January or end of December, a lot of places put out their, like, best of lists of the year.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was the Oregon DMV. Apparently, this is the first time I've ever heard of it, but obviously every year people submit for vanity plates where you get to, like, customize your own plates.
Yes.
Right? And they, I guess, deny some of them, which makes sense. Like, it's an application. You don't want anyone to just drive around with, like, you know,
inappropriate things,
right? You got to do a little research, got to make sure that no one's, you know, putting, like,
sneaking things
by heart meth or whatever on there. Well, that could be fun.
could be fun.
So some of them the Oregon DMV then released a list of plates that they denied. Right?
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm a big fan of some of them that they denied.
Yeah, like the one that I heard was Toots, which I feel like that was...
What's the harm in Toots?
Yeah, that was a bad denial.
Yeah, T-O-O-T-Z.
Shame on you, DMV.
Yeah, T-O-O-T-Z.
I think the world's a better place if you're driving around and you see Toots on a license plate.
Yeah. Like, you know, it even seems funnier and nicer than if they were to put, like, farts.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's even less vulgar than fart, mm-hmm. and fart's not even that bad.
Yeah.
So, shame on you. All this governmental I'm never one of the people that says, like, screw governmental control, but this is one where I'm like, let freedom be free.
Yes.
Right?
America.
Some of the other ones that got turned down were M3RLOT, which is Merlot, but you send the E and make it a 3. I don't see the harm in that at all. What's wrong with Merlot?
No.
Just because it's, I don't know, drink, I mean,
wine's good.
Yeah, what do you call them? Drinking and driving? Like, that's not what it's saying. Like,
no. Know,
I've seen vanity plates with wine on it. Why
Have
can't
you?
It be like... Yeah, actually, in Napa.
That makes sense.
All of the...
Wine country.
All of the wine, like, tour buses or whatever are like, wine 3. Wine 4.
Yeah.
Wine, like, I got a whole fleet of them.
Yes.
But you can't have Merlot with a 3.
Yeah.
Maybe someone just doesn't like Merlot. I don't know.
Yeah.
If one person gets to sit in a room and make the call, like, nah. If it was Riesling.
Yeah. It's this kind of person who turns down Merlot as a license plate is the kind of person who's like a wine snob.
Yeah. Well, screw them. Along those lines, burp. B-U-U-U-R-P. I think that one's great.
Yeah. And it could just be the sound that the car is making. It's a little onomatopoeia.
It's an onomatopoeia. And I think all onomatopoeias should be allowed.
That's a bold move.
Yeah, maybe that's too large of an umbrella. But I like burp.
Yeah, me too.
Shrooms. S-H-R-M-S.
I mean, I'm anti-mushroom in general, so I don't have a problem with that one. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
Get this fungus off the road.
Now, fungus would have been a fun one, too. Fungi. That one fits. Yeah. I bet fungus would have got approved. Maybe they just need to do a rewrite.
It's just a guy named Gus who thinks he's fun.
Fun Gus. I get it. or fungi. Could do that one, too. Stouts. Stouts. I don't see the problem with that either. It's kind of like a beer version of Merlot.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do barley.
Yeah. It's somebody who just only drinks IPAs.
Hops with a Z. You can do pretty much all of wheat. You can do all the ingredients of of a beer, I think. You could do grapes for water. Yeah, you can do all these. I think you have to get a bunch of cars and just get plates for all the different ingredients. Seems like a good use of money.
Yeah, right.
Just get crappy cars that you can put these license plates on.
And then drive them all at the same time.
Right, yeah. Have them all, like, 6-lane highway. Have them drive next to each other. It's a recipe. It's a driving recipe.
It's something.
Yeah. So this got us... So overall, they denied 293 different combinations, which seems like a lot, but whatever. But that got us thinking, and we do have to give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. This was a text submission, which is the first ever text submission for a topic we've ever received on this podcast, mainly because I think nobody sends us emails anymore because, let's be honest, Kyle, we've been a little less than
consistent
with reading the emails. We get to them all eventually.
It's true.
But sometimes we skip a little bit.
Yeah. We like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want you to listen and know what you're going to hear, right? We'll get to it eventually.
Surprise and delight.
Kyle, if you were to submit for a vanity plate, to customize your own, what would you go for?
See, that wasn't the question that I thought we were doing.
Okay, answer whatever question you want. This is your interview.
I thought that we were supposed to come up with a license plate that would get rejected.
Oh. Well, mine would probably get rejected if these ones got rejected.
And if I'm being honest with the listeners here, I spent the last 30 minutes before we recorded this trying to figure out how to get the recording to work since we haven't recorded in person in 2 years. But, so I didn't think very hard about this. So as you were talking, and I was not listening to what you were saying, I was trying to come up with something that I could put on a license plate that is not terribly inappropriate for this podcast, but would maybe get rejected.
Kyle, people don't listen to this podcast for well-thought-out ideas.
And so I came up with wet nib.
Wet nip. You really walked the line there, didn't you? Yeah. Still wanted to get a nipple reference in there. And of course, you have to do something to the nip. It can't just be nip. So, why not make it wet? I loved your lead into that. I didn't think very hard on this. I wanted it to get rejected.
Well,
I think that's pretty good. I mean, for the task that you thought that we had, that's pretty good. Because it would get rejected. I hope.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I said wet nib with a B, and you heard wet nip, which is way better.
I did not hear nib. Not at all. Nip is better.
It is, but I was trying to be less obvious. And more appropriate.
What is nib? What is nib? You don't know? Were you going for nip and then trying to make it less inappropriate so you change nip to nib?
It's kind of where, the flow of things in my head. Oh. But nib is a word. It's just,
I know, but that's not something that gets wet.
It could.
Wet nub. Along the same lines. Well, that's way better than mine. Mine is more tame, honestly, but...
Well, you weren't coming up with one to get rejected. You were just coming up with one that you would put, right?
No, I came up with one that I knew would get rejected. But honestly, I think mine should exist. And maybe it does, but based on the ones that they rejected this year, I don't see why it would get passed. But mine was I'm Gassy. Which is funny because it's a car, people. Yes. It's got gas. Mm-hmm. But then if you think of it, it could also be the person is
has some digestional issues.
Yeah, the pressure. Feeling the pressure down under. Had your coffee.
I like it.
So, but the fact that they didn't let Toots through, that's going to bother me.
Yeah.
Right? I'm gonna resubmit that one.
Every time I'm in the DMV, I'm going to be like, this is the kind of place
that
is a toot-free zone, and I don't like it.
Out of protest.
Yes.
I'm going to toot my way all the way through here. You're going to make me stand in line for 3 hours? I'm going to gas this place out with farts, not with any kind of, you know, weaponry. Anyway, another interesting list, Kyle, that came out about kind of summing up 2021 was from TSA.
Oh.
Which, of course, stands for what, Kyle?
The Secret Aardvarks.
Yes. Yes. So the Secret Aardvarks, who happen to be in charge of security at airports, it's a secret society, released their like list of the top 10 things in 2021 that they confiscated at security checkpoints. So we'll run through these real quick, and I'm curious, Kyle, what your favorite one is.
Okay.
So number 10, bullets hidden in a stick of deodorant. All right.
Yeah.
Number 9, a long-barreled antique-looking pistol.
Okay.
Number 8, a breakfast burrito with meth in it.
Yeah.
Clever. Number 7, a belt buckle that had a gun in it. Must be small, or a giant belt buckle. A cleaver, which they noted, not a cleaver idea to bring this through security.
The only reason they put that on the list is because somebody thought of the pun, and they're like, we're going to put this on here.
Yep. Someone tried to get a can of bear spray through. A machete. Fireworks, which, that's one whenever you check a bag, and they're like, you have to tell us, like, you don't have fireworks, right? And I'm always like, how stupid. Like, why is that even on there? Who would put fireworks? This is why. People like this. Oh, I thought you could have.
Yeah.
A wine bottle holder that looked like a gun.
Oh, that's dumb.
Yeah. And a chainsaw. Literally, number one is a chainsaw. And then the video said, can't stump us.
Ha, 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 ha.
So, and it makes you wonder, do people think that they can actually get through with those things, or were they intentionally trying to sneak things through? Like, some of those could have been a mistake.
Yeah.
Like bear spray, like whenever we fly up to Alaska.
Yeah.
It's good to have bear spray with you, but you gotta know you can't put that in your...
Yeah, the chainsaw, that's a bold move. I do I like the bullets and the deodorant.
Yeah.
Because whatever you end up shooting is gonna smell good. It's kind of functional in multiple ways.
Yeah. Yeah, if I ever
maybe
get shot.
It's a new way to apply to you.
Yeah, if I ever get shot, I at least want it to smell nice.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Can you just imagine, though, like you've taken off your shoes and there's a long line at TSA and the person in front of you is causing a clog up and they're like, can we open your bag? Yeah, fine, whatever. They unzip it and you just see a chainsaw inside someone's bag and like... Because, usually when it's like a pocket knife or a corkscrew and you're like, ah, crap, I forgot that was in there. Uh-huh. Yeah. But someone just tried to get a chainsaw through and they're like, what? What's wrong?
I was cutting down trees and
what's
just forgot to take
that
out of my bag. My bad.
Anyway, so that's the top 10 list of TSA confiscations. The last set of headlines, Kyle, you got to open the link. Strangest stories of 2021. This was a list that was put together by ATI, which of course stands for what, Kyle?
A thrilling intervention.
That's right. As the best ones are. So they put together a list of 13 news stories from around the world that were so absurd, people found them very funny, right? So we'll alternate on these, Kyle. We'll kind of give some summaries.
Okay.
But the first one, crazy story. A farmer in Belgium found this really big, like, rectangle-looking stone on his property, and he moved it because it was in his way.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out that stone was actually put there in 1820, right after the War of 1820. Not really, though. But, like, that's when Napoleon was doing his shtick up there. And apparently this stone literally marks the border between Belgium and France. And you're not supposed to move the border between Belgium and France, I guess. So they eventually found out that, nah, you gotta go put that back. But I don't know who checks that. Like, who drives past this guy's property every...
Border's moved.
Every so often, just to make sure the rock is still there. I feel like there should be something a little more official than a stone. But I don't know. Who knows? So anyway, that big news in Belgium. Because this guy just willy-nilly can take over parts of France by moving this rock, I guess.
Yeah. Well, over in Michigan, a judge ordered parents who trashed their son's inappropriate video collection to pay him $30,000. Which I was just reading. I have just opened this link. But I was just reading the little story as you were talking. And evidently, he had a collection of inappropriate videos that was worth like $25,000.
Wow. So, do you think that's a lot of videos? Like, a lot? Or they're just incredibly valuable?
400 cassettes, 1,600 DVDs, and a litany of other things.
1,600 DVDs?
Mm-hmm. Obviously never heard of the internet. But anyway.
Huh. The next one. A London YouTuber swore off men. Done with dating. Done with that. Whatever. However, she... So then she joked online about an alien wanting to abduct her. She's like, men are dumb. Done with men. Let's try aliens. Aliens, if you're out there watching YouTube, like we know they are for research purposes, abduct me. And lo and behold, according to her, she was abducted by an alien, specifically from the Andromeda Galaxy.
No.
Local.
I mean, if you're going to get abducted.
Yeah, nice and local. That's good property out there in the Andromeda. And she said that it was a great date, and she's hoping for a second one.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm glad it went well.
It's good.
Happy story.
Apparently, there were dreams leading up to it. And she saw felt comfortable, like white light, like all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I would have thought she was dying, but nope. Got abducted. Had a nice time. Ended up back in her bed and wants a second one.
Nice.
Good for her.
Well, that's a happier story than what happened in New Zealand, where city council fired its official wizard after 20 years of service.
I read about that when that happened. He should file for unemployment.
Yeah. Rubbish.
Yeah. A little closer to home. A Canadian singer accidentally inhaled the world's scariest drug and lived to stream about it. So apparently this is a flower you can smell. And then it got her super high. But you can die from this. Apparently she didn't. And
that's good.
And all the better, she streamed it for everybody. So that's fun. Let's just pick a couple more, Kyle.
All right, I'm going to go to page 3.
All right.
What do we have on page 3? An American geologist discovered a volcanic gemstone shaped like a Cookie Monster. Oh my God!
It really does look like Cookie Monster.
I'm sorry that you guys can't see it, but if you imagined a volcanic gemstone shaped like Cookie Monster in your head, that's what these look like.
So I have to end on this one though. I did actually I remember this happening when the story came up. So Gwyneth Paltrow sells her own line of candles, right?
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow, kind of a weird lady. Talented actress, but kind of weird. And one of her candles that she sold this year is titled, "This Smells Like My Vagina."
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously a big seller. But apparently it was... And she charged like $75 per candle for this one that smells like...
Know your worth.
Like, apparently it smells like her vagina. I don't know how. There must be very few people that can compare the two, but you got to trust her on it. But apparently, several times, people would light these candles, and the candle would explode.
Ooh.
And emit giant flames, and like, pieces of candle would fly everywhere. I don't know if that's symbolism. I don't know if that's supposed... I don't know if that's supposed to represent...
Something.
Something, you know. This is a family-friendly podcast, but, you know. So, On that note,
I love how you tag that story with, this is a family-friendly podcast.
Yeah, it ebbs and flows. There are varying levels of family-friendliness. Before we take a break, Kyle.
Yes.
It's been over a year since I've given parenting advice,
mm-hmm.
and people need it. And I've gathered months and months of parenting expertise and experience.
Speaking of family-friendly podcast.
And so I have two quick suggestions for people who are new parents, of which probably nobody listening to this podcast is, but maybe one day.
Yeah. Keep this in the memory bank for when you do.
So two tips that I have. I'm catching up. One, learn to make as many strange noises as you possibly can. I think that because when your baby's crying or frustrated or whatever, any like strange...
It's a surprise.
Any new noise that gets emitted from something, mm-hmm. they're like, they're learning so much every day. They're like, what the hell was that? So, you know, if you go... They just like stop whatever they're doing and just stare at you.
Yeah.
And then the longer that you can go on, the more entertained they are. And then
they forget why they were crying.
Exactly. Or eventually it's nap time. Like sometimes you got to keep it up for a few hours. But if you do a good job and if you sell it, they will stay engaged. So
okay. That
is like a big diversion thing that I've learned.
That's good to know.
I've made noises that I didn't know my body could make. All in the sake of survival. And the other one is... learn how to get songs unstuck in your head.
I'm going to really struggle with that one.
Me too. But so many books and some, like, you know, you sing to your baby all day because they find it funny. It's like makes them happy. It's what they want to do. It's good for their brain development, all of that. But my goodness, all those songs just live mm-hmm. in the deep crevices of your brain forever.
Yep.
And you'll even be out in the world and like... you'll just hear the word like duck out there, and then
it'll trigger.
And then five little ducks went out one day over the hills and far away, and that's your whole day. That's it.
It's gone.
Like until something else gets it unstuck, which is probably another nursery rhyme type mm-hmm. of thing. It lives there, and that's your whole like existence.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how you build that skill, but we got to figure it out.
Yeah, I had baby beluga stuck in my head for a month after. Hanging out with you guys for a weekend.
It's been 6 months of my life. Baby beluga in the deep blue sea. Yep. Stuck in my head. All right, Kyle, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to roll through some looking ahead to 2022. We're going to redefine Roy G. Biv and a bunch of other things. So don't go anywhere. This podcast is brought to you by Worse Help.
Whoa.
Not Better Help.
That doesn't seem like a good business.
Because Better Help is attacking every single podcast advertisement in the world.
They're attacking or they're just paying for?
They are paying and attacking because it's crappy mental health service that does not benefit trained therapists. And so really, it is Worse Help. We don't get paid by BetterHelp. Not yet anyway. And clearly, this is not going to help us.
I was going to say.
But.
It's not how you get sponsors.
Until they start paying us, we will be anti- BetterHelp.
So we've changed our feud from Frankie Muniz to BetterHelp.
From what I've heard, BetterHelp does not provide good mental health service for people and does not pay the therapists that they have well, and they're not good therapists or something like that. So
all right.
This podcast brought to you by Worse Help. Get BetterHelp, but not from
BetterHelp.
All right. We're back. Thank you, Transition Puffin.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. Someone took over for him, and we had to kick him out.
He's been chilling in the wherever Puffins chill.
Yep. Kyle, real quick, we're gonna do a quick lightning round of dictionary dumbassery.
Oh, jeez, I didn't prepare for this.
Okay, so while you prepare, you're gonna have to multitask because I got a word that you got to tell me what it really means.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't do it right because I picked a word that you do know what it means. But I want you. Yeah, let's skip it. We'll do it later next time. I was going to ask you, I thought we were doing origins.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me the origin. Don't even look up a word. Just tell me, what's the origin of flabbergast?
Flabbergast.
Yes. Where does the word flabbergast come from?
The Nordic myths You know, you've got the Norse gods, Thor and such. And
no, name one more.
Odin.
Damn it.
And there was a little known one who's, ironically I say little known, very large man, god, named Timothy.
Sure. Thor, Odin, Loki, Timothy.
Yes.
The big four.
Mm-hmm. And Timothy was a very large man. And with his body being so large, had some flabs of fat to keep warm in the Nordic winters.
Sure.
And he was going about his business one day, and all of a sudden he heard some panting. And he's like, why do I hear this panting? And he looks down, and this little man named George was squeezing his way out of his flabs, aghast, as he was exiting the flabs of Timothy.
So go continue.
And Timothy was so shocked that his flabs were being aghasted that he coined the term flabbergasted.
But George gets no credit.
No.
For any, like, very minor, like, a major role in the story. But the
he didn't coin it. He was just aghast.
He just crawled right out of there.
I mean, good for him for staying warm and then alive, but...
Yeah. Huh. So...
I mean, that's how history works. The gods get everything, the peasants get nothing.
Right. And so flabbergasted, when you're shocked, like you equate it to how shocked you would be
if somebody was coming out of your flaps.
There's some joke about childbirth or something in there that I'm just going to leave alone. Kyle, the other half, so another text submission, which, by the way, if you want to submit your ideas for the podcast, get back to it. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email theplayfulbanterpodcast@gmail.com, or if you know us, which you probably do at this point, just text us an idea. They all make it on the podcast at varying speeds.
Eventually.
The other request that we received was, take the colors of Roy G. Biv, the colors of the rainbow, but give them different names that might go on a crayon. So the way I interpreted this was, the R does not have to be red. Could be just a different name of something that would start with R.
All right.
Right? That's the way I interpreted it. I'm sure it's not the way it was intended to be interpreted. I wouldn't think
so, but we'll roll with it.
I don't care. I really don't.
What do you got for R?
All right. So for R, I have Rage of Karen, which actually could be red. So just want to say I did play the game on that one.
All right.
All right. So Rage of Karen is the new R.
Mm-hmm. And just the same preface that I had for Wet Nib is also for my colors here. O is for Ohio, and it's a very boring color.
It's a swing color. Could be red, could be blue.
Yeah.
Who knows? There you go. Ohio. Wow. Just seeing a crayon with Ohio. I don't even know what color that would be.
A boring one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it technically was orange, and if you mix blue and red, you get... Not orange. No. Why? I said Yeti fur.
Which is?
White. Only good on black paper, but everybody thinks that looks cool when you put it on.
The white was always the sharpest crayon because you could only use it in very rare situations. But when you did get to use it, you're pretty excited about it.
Right.
Exactly. Kind of like the silver colored pencil.
Yeah.
I had G, which is Grandpa's khakis.
That's a good one. I like that because everybody's got a good mental image of that one.
Mm-hmm.
With the seam down the middle.
Yep.
The pleat. B. Not just blue. Baboon butt blue. I created an alliteration and a very strong visual.
I almost made O orangutan butt, so we could have really...
I almost made R something to do with rectal, so...
Family-friendly podcast.
Clearly we're all on the same page here. What do you got for I?
Insincere. And it's got to be teal, because that's a very insincere color.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Doesn't take anything seriously.
Yeah.
So for V, I was really torn between a bunch of bad options. I couldn't decide between something to do with venereal or something to do with the Vatican.
I went with the second one.
So I literally wrote venereal or Vatican. And I'm sticking to it.
It's both.
It's both. Right? It's kind of like a, you know, angel or devil. You got the two different shoulders. Which one are you going to listen to? It's a
family-friendly podcast.
Yeah, it's a symbol. It's a metaphor. It's one of the literary devices.
Well, there you go. Crayola, now, Crayola, pay us money.
Yep. And now that we're on that note of looking ahead to promising futures, let's talk about 2022, Kyle. Okay. Let's talk about things that we are looking forward to in 2022. Let's just alternate. What's coming down the pipe, you know, could be things that you know are going to happen, things that you hope happen, dreams. What are you excited about with the possibilities of 2022?
I'm excited for more daylight.
Yeah?
We're at the point of the year where daylight is expanding, and it gets me excited every day.
Yep. So that's the same thing that you feel every January.
Yep.
Not a 2022 specific, just
nope.
Annually.
Just this time of year, I'm getting pretty excited.
Okay, in this moment. For me, I'm looking forward. My baby turns 1 year old next month, which never had a baby birthday party before.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So I've been told that the first year birthday parties is really for the parents.
There's no way the kid's going to remember.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you give them a cupcake or whatever, and then you have
it's
a party.
For the picture.
You have a party for yourself. Yep. So I'm looking forward to having a party.
Speaking of your baby, on my list here is I'm excited to brainwash your baby. I feel like your baby's getting to an age where I can start making some indents in that little brain of his.
Yeah.
And I fully intend to.
So what are you going to try and brainwash him with? What are you going to try and get him to believe?
I mean, I haven't fully fleshed out this plan yet. I just came up with it. But obviously,
if you could brainwash my
baby, tilt his favor towards me.
So just to like you. That's the brainwashing you're going for.
Well, we start with that, and then I can use that to then build upon.
Yeah. Well, you got some work to do, because I'm not sure any individual person he's met has made him cry harder than you, because you punched him.
Which I think is going to actually end up in my favor, because strong emotions are felt towards me.
Right. You don't care that they're negative.
At that age, no. It's the Kardashian method. Any press is good press. Any strong emotion is a good emotion. Until, like, you're a three.
All right. Well, we went from believe to Belize. I have a strong dream and hope that I can take a tropical vacation this year.
Mm-hmm.
With the last couple of years and the having of a baby and all these things, I haven't been able, like, we've done a lot of traveling. We travel a lot, but they're always, like, to family. Right, like we've gone to Alaska to see family. Mm-hmm. We've gone to California to see family. You know, we've driven to like Seattle for a trip, you know, weekends and stuff like that. So we've traveled with the baby, but none of them are very like
vacation-y.
They're not relaxing, like, you know.
You go on trips, you don't go on vacation.
Right, exactly. So you don't sit by the pool, you don't go to the ocean and relax or all that. So I'm really hoping that this is the summer that we get to go take a relaxing trip. Hang out by the pool, play games, you know.
Which, by the way, is when I swoop in for brainwashing.
Right. So
you're relaxed and I'm brainwashed.
And if this becomes an official Playful Banter sanctioned event, we've got the right people there. Could be a really memorable, fun time. So Belize is on my list of 2022 hopes.
The vacation was also on my list, so I'll skip that one.
Gotta take it.
We recently bought a Peloton. We did.
Oh.
It's coming in the beginning of February, and I'm very excited for it.
I am very curious about that. I've often thought, like, would this be something, because I, you know, I work out at home. I don't go to a gym or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I like to run, and I did get a subscription to the Apple Fitness Plus thing. But I've often wondered, because I like the structure, right? Like, I like when people tell me what to do, and like, so the idea of the Peloton appeals to me. I've never liked stationary bikes.
Yeah,
they hurt my butt. I get uncomfortable on them. I don't think that I'm good. I wonder if I could get good at it, but I don't want to invest something.
You can try ours.
So maybe I'll try yours.
Yeah.
And I'll sweat all over it, and then I'll make up my mind. But I'm excited for you on that. The friends that we have that have Pelotons or the like seem to really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So if you get a good workout, I like that. Taking a turn. 2022. The fall of Kanye. I've never liked this guy as a person. His music, hit or miss with me. I like a lot of his music, mm-hmm. not all of it, but I've never liked the person Kanye, and I feel like so far this year more people are starting to agree with me. And so I wonder if this is the year that he like gets desperate enough, because he feels like he seems like the kind of guy, once he starts to get bad press, he starts to do more and more weird crap to try and get people back on his side. And if he just starts to implode and implode and implode, is this the year that we can just like get rid of Kanye?
I would be surprised.
Me too. But is this the year where we just get more people to hate Kanye? That could happen.
I mean, that could happen. But
I need you on my team here, Kyle.
I'm not on your team.
The downfall of Kanye 2022.
Yeah, I'm not in.
Just being super creepy.
My last thing on my list is I'm excited to put a fire pit in our backyard.
I'm excited for that, too. I think it could be a good summer over here at the Casa de Miguel.
Yeah, we got the deck last summer, so this summer, fire pit. We're slowly building out the backyard.
So what do you... your fire pit, are you thinking, like, dig a hole, put a bowl, and that's your fire pit? Are you going to build up with brick? Are you going to get, like... Our fire pit is just, like... you know, fake stones, mm-hmm. and it's got a propane tank under it. That was really easy. What are you envisioning for your fire pit?
The goal is to make that far corner flat-ish area. And we haven't exactly decided if we're going to put, like, pavers down or something, and then the fire pit on top of that.
Mm, okay. I like that. I'm going to run through a bunch of other ones just to wrap this segment up before we wrap up the show. More sleep? That kind of has to happen. One for survival.
You can't go down.
Yeah, and it can't go down. You wouldn't think. I suppose it could, but I don't know how it's possible. I really don't. I've slept more in a chair this year than I think I've slept in chairs my entire life combined. Mm. But hoping for more sleep.
It's a dad move.
A couple of other things. The Olympics. Once again.
Are you excited for those?
We're having, you know, they're sneaking up on me, but I feel like once they start, I might really dive in.
Okay.
Right? I've always been more of a Summer Olympics guy, but I don't know. Yeah. I like the Olympics.
I do too, but I feel like this one, it came so fast after the last one. It's in China where everyone's mad at them. Like, right. Yeah. I feel like I haven't got the Olympic fever.
Yeah, they just haven't been able to have the buildup, but I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. This is a podcast about hope.
And taking down Kanye.
Another hopeful thing. At some point in 2022, I want to teach in a classroom without a mask.
Oh, that would be nice.
I'm really hopeful that we can figure something out. And let's be honest, it's entirely possible that that just happens because of COVID fatigue, and everybody at some point is just like, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, wear a mask if you want. Don't, whatever. Don't know how that's going to go, but I'm hopeful that something positive happens. House hunting, parentheses, maybe.
That's an experience.
We know that we're going to need more space at some point in the next several years. And so it's like, we want to start, I think, when we can afford to be patient. And so we don't want it to be like, oh crap, we've got two kids over 5 years old. What are we going to do?
Yes.
So I think we're thinking of this might be the year where we start to dip our toe and see what that process might be like.
Yeah.
And I know that it's very stressful. But as some, like, I moved several times.
It doesn't have to be. There's going to be some stressful parts about it.
Well, and I think that that's another reason why we want to start early, before it's like, we got to find someone the next 3 months or whatever. Yeah. So I think that's a positive thing. But I will say, and this was different situations, but growing up, I moved several times.
Mm-hmm.
And I never liked moving. But I actually always liked the house touring parts.
It is fun,
like, because you start
picturing your life.
Yeah,
there,
exactly. So
figure out what you like.
You know,
or
I
can
see
like.
It definitely being stressful with, like, you know, a kid or whatever, especially if it turns into, like, you know, bidding wars, or it's like, well, you got to go check this one out today after work because it's gonna get snapped up or whatever.
Yes.
But I've always liked, you know, going into houses and, like you said, imagining, you know, oh yeah, we could put the TV here and this could be, you know, Oliver's room or whatever. I've always thought that that's kind of cool.
Yep.
And fun. In the same way, I've always enjoyed the car buying process.
Oh, I hate the car buying process, and other people hate that,
and it stresses them out. I've always loved test driving and going to find...
Test driving is kind of fun.
Yeah, but like comparing and hearing all the different things or whatever, like, and making up your mind. It's a little different because you're always going to be able to find whatever car that you want.
Yeah.
Like, there's inventory. Houses is not really that way. But... I'm kind of excited and interested in that. So
that'd be fun.
That's another one. And the last one, maybe we record more podcasts. this year. Maybe we actually produce a video this year.
Oh, that could be good.
We've already got some video ideas.
We do?
Maybe, well, like the mac and cheese taste test.
Oh, yes.
We're going to do a lot of taste testing this year.
All right.
That's my hope. We're going to do some. We're going to do some taste testing
this year. Okay, I'm in.
2022. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap this sucker up. First one of 2022. Don't go anywhere.
Jaden Smith, tweet of the week, first one in a year. I'm kind of disappointed. I scrolled through a lot of his tweets, and they're just not what they used to be.
I think we need to consider. A lot of promotional. I think we need to consider a new tweet of the week.
I mean, we changed it, so it was just whatever my favorite tweet of the week was. But yeah. I as I've said many times, my preparation for this podcast was subpar. But on September 7th, 2021. Jaden Smith did tweet, "I just want a VMA nomination. I be crying and shit in my videos."
No one wants to see him shit in his videos.
I just think it's funny that he thinks all you gotta do is cry and you get a nomination. Like, I could do that.
Some people have done that, I think. I mean, that's how his whole Twitter was built. I want to share a tweet.
Do it.
And really, it's a picture of it's a picture that was tweeted.
Okay.
It's a picture of a chalkboard at a bookstore. And the chalkboard reads this: "Please note, we've moved a few books around. Travel is now in the fantasy section. Sci-fi is in current affairs, and epidemiology is in self-help." I think that's funny. I love clever chalkboards outside like restaurants and bookstores and stuff.
Reader boards.
I always have been a big fan of those. So good on you, whichever bookstore this was. It's not specific.
Agreed. Happy birthday to Pitbull.
Mr. 305.
How old do you think Pitbull is?
Dale. I think Pitbull is 36.
41.
No way.
Yeah.
He's looking good.
Yeah, I mean, when you don't have hair, it's easier.
When you can pull off the bald look from like 25, that's good for you.
Yeah, I've considered that for a while. And Martin Luther King, obviously.
I can't believe you started with Pitbull.
Well, because I wanted to finish with Martin Luther King.
I guess. But, it was the afterthought, of course, Martin Luther King. All right, that's it for this podcast. All right. Good job, Martin Luther King.
Appreciate you.
Love you. Love you, MLK. He's got a long title. Like, if you actually say everything, though, he's a Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yep.
That's a lot.
It is.
But he is.
He is a lot.
He's deserving, I guess, of all the titles. I think we should say him more. All right. On that note, hope you've enjoyed this 2022 edition of the Playful Banter podcast. Hopefully there will be more. Who knows? We're going to try our best.
Yeah, we'll see.
But our best of 2021 was taking the last 7 months off. So who knows? But hope that you'll come back with this. If you like us, leave us a review. We haven't seen one of those, but send us an email.
It's
like
true.
Us on Twitter.
The same thing stands from when we started the podcast. If you leave us a review on iTunes, I will freestyle with your name.
Yes, absolutely. Have something you want us to talk about, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or send us an email at theplayfulbanterpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time.
Never hear the bacon.